I had written twice on two occasions to Waterford to ask them to invite me along when the day came. And I was very surprised yesterday morning to find out it was actually all going ahead and I hadn't received any invitation or confirmation that my emails and messages had been received. So I've been on the phone for the last day and I'm still literally this morning trying to get to the bottom of it, and I'm hoping that it was just an administrative error, which is possible. However, I'm very keen to get an actual explanation as to why I wasn't included. I was almost going to go all the way to Waterford, but then, you know, nobody wants to go to a party they haven't been invited to, and it's a long way to go if I haven't been listed. But to be honest with you, Barry, looking across the media spectrum, I'm finding that there are certain newspaper outlets who refuse point blank, A, to mention my name, and B, to take me as a serious contender. That's very unfortunate, you know, because in the democracy that we live in, I qualify in exactly the same way as any of the other candidates do to be considered for nomination. So I'm very, very keen to get to the bottom of it, which I intend to do.
If you're saying that the media are not taking you seriously, do you believe that may be part of the reason why Waterford's council didn't get back to you then?
Well, as I said, I'm looking for a definitive answer for them, and I'm hoping it was administrative error. But I am finding that there are certain newspapers and media outlets, such as the Sunday Times, the Times, the Independent, who refuse point blank to include me in any coverage, which I find is a little bit sinister and very disappointing.